Shut up and sit down.
Hello and welcome to episode 115 of Geek Grilled, a podcast hosted by some geeky women. We are supported primarily by our patrons. Please go there today at www.patreon.com/grills. I am September, also known as 9 of 12, and I'm joined by my co-host, Linda.
Hello!
Jen still doesn't have her audio worked out, and we're crossing our fingers for next week. Today, we are also going to have a very special guest. I am so excited. Longtime listeners know that we did an episode inspired by The Toys That Made Us. And the people who produced that show and created it were kind of enough to let us use their music and everything. Well, they've got a new show coming out, and they contacted us. And creator and director Brian Volk Weiss of a new show they're making called Discontinued is premiering on December 16th on The CW at 9:30 Eastern Time. And he's going to be calling in at about 8:30
for an interview. So we're going to have to do a little bit of a Skype dance, but it should work.
Okay, Skype has music for that, right?
Like, yeah, a little Skype dance. sometimes it sounds like the Dance Macabre. It's a great song. Look it up, everybody.
Yes.
Well, anyway, what have you been up to this geeky week?
Well, last week, during the week, I sourced all of the crochet patterns I'm going to need for my pink diamond cosplay. So I have my list here. If you could see how many pages this is, it's like 5 or 6 different patterns I'm going to be Frankensteining, hopefully, into something that looks like what she wears on the show, which is Steven Universe. If you're not familiar with that, go watch it. It's delightful.
I almost played the fluffy bumper, but the paper is not fluffy for the pattern.
No, there is no fluffy yet. There will be fluffy later. Not this episode, but there will be time for the fluffy later. Let's see. I rewatched all of the Cardcaptor Sakura anime so I could start watching the new episodes of the Clear Card arc, which is the latest arc that they're still making right now for Cardcaptor Sakura, which, you remember our anime episode, I love Cardcaptor Sakura. It's like my favorite anime of all time. So when they came out with the new Clear Card arc, I was very excited, but I couldn't actually sit and watch it because we didn't have Crunchyroll at the time. But we've got it now for a couple of months, so I'm going to watch all the episodes that they have. So that was what I was doing with my free time, was just watching all of that anime, which there's 70 episodes, so there's that. I had a surprise class on Wednesday because apparently the lady that schedules them, because I give her my schedule and then she puts it on the calendar for the store, she thought that the December 28th class was a November 28th class. December 28th is a Friday. November 28th was a Wednesday. So I looked at my calendar going, wait a minute. I don't normally schedule classes on Wednesday. Well, it's a real good thing I have nothing to do tonight. So,
oh man.
it was like a two or three people class, so I didn't want to like skip it. I was just like, I gotta go. So I had to run from work to get there in an hour because I work in Mableton and it's up in Kennesaw, which is separated by 75, which is not kind to traffic most of the time. I got sick on Thursday, had a 24-hour bug. I don't know what was wrong with me, but I just felt gross and nauseated all day. I had to skip my band practice because I was just like, I don't want to be outside right now. I want to go curl up in my bed. But I felt okay on Friday. I don't know what was wrong. Went shopping with my mom on Saturday, which is nice. I got to spend the day with her. I don't get to do that super often. And then I did much poke walking on Sunday. So So I took advantage of the big day, the special day that they were doing.
Yeah, well, that event was rough. I mean, it was Friday through Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And Saturday, the really big bonuses were that 3-hour thing like normal. And I didn't get to do any of that part.
No.
Yeah. I thought I was going to, but I took a nap. And I was like, I'll just do the last hour. And then I got up and I was like, okay, I'm going to go to the last hour. Rob's like, but, because we were doing homemade pizzas. Apparently, you know, rolling dough is just too much for these boys to handle without me. And he had a gig to get ready for, which, you know, he needed to, for 3 hours before some reason, be ready. So I didn't get to do that. I didn't catch much. I caught, like, shiny Beldum.
I got a shiny Squirtle.
Aw. I wanted the shiny Eevee, but my friend Thomas said he would trade me. He got a couple.
Yeah, oh, there's
lots of trading in that event next Saturday that I was talking about.
Yeah, there's the Poco thing that I posted in the grapevine for us later. I will say, though, I managed to finish finally the research where you have to turn the Eevee into an Espeon because I finally learned the trick to doing it. And as I'm evolving it, I'm like, I wonder what the next research line is. Are they going to make me evolve an Eevee into an Umbreon? They're going to make me evolve an Eevee into an Umbreon, aren't they? And then the next line of research comes by, and it's like, hey, this is familiar, but can you evolve an Eevee into an Umbreon? And I was like, do you know that picture of the cat that looks like it's yelling? That is what was going through my mind.
Yeah, no doubt. But there's another trick. You can do it.
Yes, yes.
And at least there were lots of Eevees popping during the event.
That's true. I have enough, even without walking the Eevee, to evolve another one. But I'm going to think it's still the trick.
Yes.
You have to do the two candies or it won't evolve properly.
That's right. And leave it your buddy.
Yes, so leave it your buddy.
Unpaired and we're killing, you know, it's freaking out. So on your recommendation, and I'm going to keep watching some of your anime recommendations, even though my son, the anime snob, came out after looking at the list and was showing me one of them. Was like, does she not know you at all? You would totally not like that at all. It's just like girls fighting and they turn into guns and, like, that's not what you like. I'm like,
what?
Okay.
Girls fight turning into guns. What?
The Masura Majora. The
Madoka Magica.
Yeah, Madoka Magica.
That's not. I don't know what he's thinking of, but it.
He showed me.
Okay.
So I don't know. And then we had an argument about my friend Totoro, and he's like, it's my neighbor Totoro. And then I was like, dude. He's like, you don't know anything about anime. I said, I was watching anime like 40 years ago. I was watching Star Blazers. Get over yourself. And then I'm looking it up furiously because, you know, that's how the internet arguments are now. And then he's like, oh, well, I mean, then the Japanese translation is literally neighbor, but it's, you know, I guess my friend. I said, yeah. And I got it out on VHS at the library and it probably said my friend Totoro on it. So I keep making that mistake, dude. Right? But I started watching Cells at Work and I love it.
Yay! I
love it. I'm learning stuff. You know, I'm learning more about stuff I did know. It's like a biology lesson. There's a little weirdness with the subtitling. Sometimes stuff will be doubled.
Oh yeah, because it's on the screen, but it's also because she's saying it, she's reading it out loud. It's on the top, yeah.
But then they got those little pop outs. But sometimes those pop outs, and they don't narrate it,
mm-hmm.
So they go by really fast. It's like, no, I wanted to understand more about macrophages.
I'm
recommending it to people. I recommended it to a friend with really little kids, and then I went, oh wait, I'm gonna tell them it's a little. Like, the combat's a little gory for it being such a cute, allegorical thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I do love that the narrator, whenever she's talking about what's going on, even if it's, like, a terrible, terrible thing is going on. She sounds so pleasant.
Yeah, and the
it's like
Madame Page is
elevated
like totally my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful, pretty dress, badass axe.
Yeah.
Hammer. One of them had like a big Harley hammer.
Yeah. I love that, like, it's not like a spoiler or anything, but like the first time you see a macrophage, she's literally dragging a giant cleaver behind her like Pyramid Head.
And then I'm like, hee hee hee. But it's really interesting too. It's like trying to figure out before they do what exactly the episode is about, before the title, you kind of get that teaser beginning. And it's like, oh, is this going to be, this is going to be a virus, or this is, one of them, I thought it was going to be in particular about AIDS because the immune system was on, like, overreacting and, mm-hmm. you know, and stuff about T cells. And, oh, it's so cool. Anyway, I'm nerding out on that a lot. And Rob really liked it too. He like caught the end of an episode and then he was like, I was like, okay, well, what are we going to watch? Because we have stuff we watch at night. Well, we could watch more of this, you know. Okay.
Yay!
We hosted trivia at the pub this week, the monthly trivia, and we did all Christmas-themed stuff. And I was really worried, because last month, two teams came. It's a little anticlimactic. Doesn't last very long. But we had seven teams. And
that's good.
Like, teams that were a couple, and then teams that were a table full, and then there was like a tie. And fortunately, besides the regular trivia service they bought that he printed out, Jonathan had printed out some extra trivia because he's like, these ones don't have multiple choice, and don't you do multiple choice? And so I got these other ones, but it was only like two sections worth, and I need five. I was like, okay, so I'll start with multiple choice, and I'll move to the ones that aren't. And I'll make sure the questions aren't duplicated. And I'm like, good thing I went early. And I got all that set up. And then it was a good thing I had spare questions because I ended up doing a sudden death tiebreaker between the two teams. And it took like three or four questions in.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. But that was great. The prize was like a $20 gift certificate and one of their tumblers because they're out of growlers. And then I was like, Jonathan, can we, like, give the other team coasters or something? Like, they totally should get a consolation prize. That was and that makes really, you know, that makes customers happy. And he was like, yes, here. So I was really excited that went so well. What else did I do? I already said I didn't get mushroom Pokemon because that sucked. Oh, also this week at the brewery. No wonder people think I work there. Saturday morning, they started this thing, and they just scheduled another one for 2 weeks, and I think it's going to be every 2 weeks, and they might switch to weekly. They did yoga. 9:45 Saturday. And it was, I think about 15 people showed up, and it's a local instructor. She has a shop down the street, and we all did yoga, and it was, whew, it was really intense. I'm still a little sore. Rob did it too, and it was his first time ever. Which, that poor man. He really, really suffered. And she was a little fast and had a lot of lingo for like someone who had never done it before. I had to keep tapping him and saying, no, straighten that leg. No, look over your shoulder. Like you're hurting yourself. Stop hurting yourself. But it was fantastic. It was like $7. And it came with a pint. Bless you.
Thank you.
the other $2 went to the charity of the month at the brewery. So Yay. The yoga instructor is just doing it for nothing and publicity.
Mm-hmm.
And it was awesome. Totally able to keep doing it. So I guess with that, it's time. And if we have to do part before and part after, we will. If we get the call, listeners, from our guest, we will abruptly stop giving the news and hang up and reconnect.
And switch.
The stream will keep going. Mm-hmm. But we'll do the Skype dance and be right back.
Just doodly-doo-doo. Yeah.
Time for the Geek Grapevine. So So I thought this was really neat. They have the first video game demo using AI-generated graphics.
Huh.
It's not full AI, but they're generated by AI. It's a really interesting look. I will post the link in our notes to this article on The Verge. But as AI progresses, really, really neat. And one of the most interesting things in this is they notice it's one single GPU they're using to pull it off.
GPU?
A graphical processing unit? Graphics card.
Okay. Sorry. That engine. My brain stalled for a second. I usually know what that means.
I mean, it's the top of the line one. It's the Titan 5. But they're pulling it off.
Neat. What kind of game is it, does it say?
It's a driving game. It's a driving simulator.
Driving game?
And it's, you know, you kind of can't, it's segmented and you can't get out and interact yet.
Mm-hmm.
But they did do this whole trailer with AI.
That's cool. Again, we are moving towards the future.
Exactly. Exciting stuff.
Yes.
So, I thought you would be really into this.
I'm looking at it right now. Hold on.
I've only ever maybe seen one episode of Cowboy Bebop.
It's actually pretty good. There's a lot of depth to the characters. And like the final showdown between the main character and the bad guy that's been consistent throughout the entire series is really good. So
So Netflix is making a live action series. Now the clickbaity title here on Japan Today is "Fans Recoil in Horror." What I've seen from fans of the show in my, you know, media is, please just let it be good. Please let it be good.
Yeah. I know they're... Yeah, I think the anime fans have been a little burned by these live-action remakes that have been coming out recently. So I think they're probably... Most of the fans are probably going to, like, watch it and hope, but there's the hardcore fans that are like, no!
Yeah.
Don't do it!
People had such the hate for the Death Note one. And the Full Metal Alchemist one, but I liked that because it felt intentional. Like, they put in that overreacting anime stuff. It felt like B-movie. I mean, I'm the person that will watch MST3K, you know. It felt like that was intentional, and so I was able to enjoy it. And this
anime itself is dramatic.
Right? No kidding.
Yeah.
If you tone it down, they wouldn't feel like it was true to the source either, right?
What is interesting is that they are... the fans are asking Netflix to reach out to the original composer, which I think is cool, because a lot of Cowboy Bebop is the music. So,
yeah, and this article says that the original director, Shinichiro Watanabe, is, they just say he's... I don't know what. Won't be showing that series. But what they don't mention that I've seen elsewhere is that he apparently is being consulted.
Mm-hmm. I think it's just on a side note. It's also mentioned in the very beginning of the article that Netflix is streaming the Evangelion series, which, man, if you want to be scarred for life, watch that series.
I have been told and not watched it yet.
It's real existential. And the main character is kind of annoying, but, you know.
I'm told that's one I really, really like. So you have more Poke News for us?
Poke News, yes. I don't know when this is happening, because there's no dates attached to it yet.
I know. Everyone was like, when? They're asking me. I don't know. Again, I don't work
Yeah,
with people.
the Pokemon Go battle leagues are coming out. So there's three different leagues you'll be able to be a part of: the Great League, the Ultra League, and the Master League. And they're separated by CP limit per Pokemon. So it's actually, I think that's going to be a really good way to kind of spread it out. I myself am probably going to go for the Ultra League, because that's
Can
a
you
20.
join one league? Or can you only put certain teams in?
I think you can.
Does it not say? Probably doesn't say.
It doesn't say yet.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you can like back out of it afterward. I'm not sure.
I think it's a really great way to be inclusive of all levels of players. I met new players today. Or not today. When was it? It was yesterday. I went out in the evening to try and take advantage of the last bits of the event that I could. And at a raid that people were coordinating, I went over and there were like people I'd never seen before. And I've been playing since the game came out. And this older woman was like, "Will you be my friend? I don't get to come out as much and I'm coming out more." And I was like, "Yeah." And I gave him my code. And these two young guys came up. Because I'm holding up my phone with the code. Can I be your friend too? Yep. And like, because they're so all excited to get friends, you know. And I was like, good. And I'm only, you know, level 12, but can I get in this raid? Like, well, yeah, because we have enough already, man. Get your Tyranitar. You weren't here when he came out.
Oh, I was so mad. I passed by a gym that had the moon critter and I couldn't stop. Because I was stopped at a red light and it was right there. I happened to like flip it up because if I'm at a red light, I can spin the stop real quick and then put my phone down before the light changes, which is bad. I know. Don't do this, kids. Don't be me. And it was right there and I was like, no, I can't because it'll no. And said light changed and I had to tootle on to work, so I was just like, well.
Well, you would need a bunch of people for that one anyway.
Yeah, exactly. So I was like, but still,
Find
don't
your
be me. Don't play
little.
Pokemon Go in the car.
Well, you know, my Pokeball controller that I got with the Switch game, it acts like one of those, you know, watch things that you can get.
Oh yeah. I've turned on my adventure sync, so now when I'm walking around, even with the games not
Oh yeah,
on,
you can get
it's
walk right.
still, yeah.
The ball, and I finally got it set up right with the game, and holy crap, it tore through all my Pokeballs though, because it'll pick up every stop. So you just like I had it in my hand, and it would buzz for a stop, and you push the button, and it'll spin the slot, and it buzzes when a Pokemon shows up, and you push the button, and it catches or it doesn't. But you can, it just buzzes and you click it. You don't have to look at anything. It doesn't have a screen. I was like, yeah.
No, I don't want to call it an easy button because, you know, it doesn't. It's probably got a probability for catching the Pokemon.
My understanding of the probability is lower, yeah. Because you don't
Yeah.
have any skill shots, right? So it's also got limited experience. But
Yep.
a really good way to pick up, you know, Pokeballs without
Also,
being dangerous driving.
yes, I should stop doing that. But also, I was able to. They have the little because of the Let's Go thing. They had the little Pikachu and Eevee hats. So my avatar now has an Eevee hat, because yay.
I think I'm still wearing my Mimikyu hat, because it's just so cute.
Yeah, it
And
is adorable.
I'm not paying gold for hats.
Yeah,
I
it
want a
was
Team
just.
Rocket outfit, but I'm not paying for that either.
Yeah, it's like there's a couple of things where it's like I could spend some gold on that, but I would rather spend my gold on more incubators.
That's what I usually spend it on, yes. I need more Pokéfriends. I have 91. Now I feel like I should just have to get to 100 as a goal.
I do not have that many Poke friends, but I am part of a Poke like it's a group that founded itself during Dragon Con, So I should probably, we should probably start coordinating with them to be like, hey, let's actually be a raiding group, because we all, well, most of us basically live in Atlanta, so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just lazy.
Although in a city that big, do they have, like, more regional groups?
I guess they would have to. It was really interesting, though, when I got to do my first, like, big raid, because I did a couple raids with just me and my friend Kelly, but we actually did a really big one a while ago for the big, like, six-legged dragon thing. I can't remember what his name is. And there was, I think that's, yeah, that's right. And there was, like, 12 people that had already gathered there, and I was like, oh, this is so cool. And we actually, like, we were about to go in, and then we saw two more people rushing over, and we all, like, hopped out and waited for them to get there, and then we all hopped in. it was nice. It was just kind of, like, a nice atmosphere.
Cool. Now we are waiting on our call.
Hey, September, how you doing?
Hi, yes, I'm September, and my co-host Linda is here as well.
Hi, nice to meet you.
How are you? Nice to meet you. Thank you for talking to us about our show.
Oh, absolutely. So, audience, here's our guest you've been waiting for, Brian Volk-Weiss. You want to tell us about the new project? I did talk about it at the top of our show.
Well, thank you. The name of the show is Discontinued. It's going to be on the CW at 9:30 p.m. on December 16th. And it's a show about pretty much anything or everything that's been discontinued. It could be a product. It could be a place. It could be a thing. So, like, we get into, like, Blockbuster. We get into Speak and Spell. You know, Toys R Us, the talking dog Gidget from the Taco Bell commercial. So it's a deep dive look into these just amazingly iconic things that affected all of us that are gone. So we find out what they are if we forgot, and then we also explore why they went away, because that's one of the main things. It's like, everybody knows Blockbuster is gone, and everybody's like, oh, it's because of Netflix. But that's only part of the story. There's, like, a much more nuanced, much more interesting story about it. So it's a deep dive into that world, and we do it kind of in, like, a mystery theater 3000 kind of way, where we use comedy and just a lot of fun to help make the show go quickly and for everybody to learn stuff, but not feel like they're learning, because that's not fun.
Oh, yeah. That's... yeah. Oh, I'm a big MST3K fan. I like that idea. Now, I saw in your press release your host. Can you tell us about your host?
Yes, Andre Meadows, who also goes as the Black Nerd. We were very, that's what he calls himself, by the way. That's not my term. We were lucky to get him. And I know people say that a lot, and God knows how often people mean it or not, but I mean it. He is, you know, a lot of people say about Andre, like, he's so enthusiastic. And it's true, he is very enthusiastic. But one of the things that I love about him is, he knows a lot about this world, so you can trust his enthusiasm. I've noticed a lot of hosts are always enthusiastic no matter what, and it's like, well, I don't trust you because you're always enthusiastic. Like, what do you think? What are you into? And what I love about Andre is he brought to the table, in addition to his enthusiasm, he brought to the table a lot of knowledge about this world we were going into, and he made it his own. And he also has a great work ethic. He's got a great personality and energy about him. So what you see on camera, that's how he is off camera. He's just a really cool guy who knows a lot about this stuff, and it's just a lot of fun to be around.
Oh, right on.
That sounds awesome.
So you were also one of the creators of The Toys That Made Us, which... we totally fell in love with. We did a show inspired by it.
Thank you.
I love where your brain is. Whenever, you know, different creators, whether they're writing or making TV shows, it's like, how do you keep all that stuff in your head? I guess it's good you have an avenue to get it out.
So I do have a question.
Well, it takes a long time to sell these shows, so that's part of how you keep it in your head. I actually started working on Discontinued long before Toys That Made Us. And I think part of the reason why the CW bought the show was because, you know, we have a little bit of cred in this space now, thanks to Toys That Made Us. So, but yeah, I was working many, 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 many years to try and sell Discontinued, to the point where our former agent was like, stop bringing up Discontinued. I don't want to hear about Discontinued anymore. So, and he was right to say it. Don't get me wrong. He absolutely was right to say it. But when you're a producer and a creator, it, like, you wouldn't make something if you didn't believe in it. And if you believe in it, you can't let it go.
I think it's great timing for a show like this, too. I mean, there's a lot of nostalgia, you're right, in markets now and products that, like, they tried to bring Crystal Pepsi back, what, last year? I saw it in the store.
They did.
I'm like, what?
It's back. I saw it a couple weeks ago. It is in the gas stations.
It's us in the movies now, too, a lot. They're trying to do a lot of that nostalgia thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's everywhere. It's interesting. I'm always like, is this a good thing, a bad thing, or nothing? I can't figure it out. But worst comes to worst, it's been very good for us.
Well, I know on a show I listened to, they were talking about Transformers this morning, and how was it? Soundwave? Yeah, and how he shoots out the cassettes and they turn into animals, and that's
yes.
going to be
Soundwave.
The Bumblebee
yeah, yeah,
movie.
Yeah, yeah, that's Soundwave.
It's like I'm going to take my kids to see Bumblebee, and they're going to be like, what's that when the cassette shows up?
At least it's set in the 80s, okay? That's all I got to say for it.
Thank God, by the way. But yeah, I'm taking my kids there in 2 weeks, too, so they are very much looking forward to it.
I'm so happy about that. Okay, yeah, Toys That Made Us with the Transformers episode, I was so happy. I love Transformers, P.S., by the way.
Yeah, she's a little bit of a fan.
That makes me very happy to hear. Thank you. Very happy to hear that.
Big enough fan, she hates most of those movies. So.
I hate Michael Bay.
No comment.
Yeah, he's trying to have a career here. No comment. You have another question for
I'll,
Brian?
I'll yell for you. It's fine.
There you go.
He actually answered the question I was going to ask, which was when, like, did Toys That Made Us, you know, inspire you to do Discontinued, or was it the other way around? And you answered that.
Yeah, everybody asked that, but believe it or not, Discontinued came first.
I'm so excited. Like, I'm really glad for you, though, that you got to get your, like, pet, you know, finally made. I've heard a lot. I used to listen to the Nerdist podcast a lot and listen to stuff about pitching shows and what a crazy world that is, and making and all the pilots that, you know, that just die. So.
Well, the way I look at it is it's like I view when you pitch a show, the show you're pitching, it's like a key. And then somebody buying the show, if you could imagine a wheel that is just full of locks that's spinning, not very fast, but it is moving. And when you put your hand out with the key, the odds of that key going into the lock the first time you take the show out, in my experience, is very low. So one of the things is you got to wait for the business and society and everything to catch up with you or to slow down or whatever it is. It's just I've learned if you listen to what the buyers want, at some point it should get to the point where it's very similar to the show you're trying to sell, and the key is not to forget about it or give up. You just keep bringing it up again and again and again. And that happened with toys, too. I mean, toys took me years to sell. So it's just stuff has to line up, and it's just not going to line up usually the first time you take a show out, you know, unless you have George Clooney or, you know, someone like that attached.
Right, the people that are so rich now, they can actually also produce it.
Exactly.
Well, I watch Heroes shows on the CW, so I'll have something else to get me to tune in. I've never seen this Comedy Dynamics tag. Is that, do you know what, how that works? Like, that's you, right?
Yeah, that's our comedy brand. We're very well known. If people know who we are, they know us usually for stand-up comedy. We're the biggest or one of the biggest producers of stand-up comedy in the country. So I would say the world, but I always assume there's some company in India that makes 10 billion stand-up specials a year. So I never say the world. But certainly in North America, nobody makes more than we do. Maybe Netflix. But other than that, we're the biggest producer stand-up. And sometimes we actually make shows that are not stand-up comedy shows, and this is one of them.
So how is this going to be released, other than just on TV?
It comes out 9:30 p.m. December 16th, and if it does well, CW is going to order more, and if it doesn't do well, they won't.
All right.
So everybody has to go tune in and then give all your feedback. You're welcome to tell everyone where they can do that.
Everybody has to watch.
Mm-hmm.
And how many have you made? Have you just made the premiere and planned the others, or?
Yeah, this is what we call a backdoor pilot. And the best example of this that I can think of is the Battlestar Galactica reboot back in 03 or 04. So it's the same exact premise. So if it does well, we get to make more. And to answer your question, yes, we have it all planned out, probably 100 episodes worth.
Wow. Yeah, you gave us some teasers with the blockbuster, so I'm interested that it's mm-hmm. different products. Will you be covering any, like, those infamous video games that, you know, maybe got buried in landfills?
No, we did. I'll be honest with you. We did a whole piece about the Nintendo Power Glove, but we ultimately decided we will save that hopefully for another episode. We shot too much and we had to cut it down. But the original inspiration for the show, the specific product where I was like, yeah, what the hell happened to that? Do you remember by any chance Rob? It was like that Nintendo robot.
Yes,
that, like,
I have.
The biggest deal ever. They only made two games for it.
Yeah, I have the, they made a little, what are those figurines for the Wii U that you...
I have that too.
I've got the Amiibo.
I have that in my home office. Yeah, that's so funny. I got that too.
I went to this little video game museum in Vegas when I was there for a Nerdtacular meetup, and I saw one. It's the only time I've ever seen one real live. It's this little shop next to the Pinball Hall of Fame in Vegas. They've got one on display.
Yeah, I've actually, literally until we shot the sales tape for this, I'd never seen it. So it's so funny you say that. But yeah, I remember I saw a picture of it, I saw a video, I saw something, and I'm like, we got to do a show about this stuff. What happened to this thing?
Well, it's certainly a great idea.
Thank you.
Boglins.
Yeah, like...
Or Boglins.
Boglins.
Remember Boglins.
Are you gonna do stuff like networks, like Nickelodeon and stuff like that?
Well, I believe Nickelodeon still exists.
Yeah.
Not like it used to. Of course, I'm going off my '90s nostalgia. There's a bunch of you know, Nickelodeon is not the way it used to be. But are you going specifically for like things that are just? Things that don't exist as they used to be, or things that don't exist at all.
Yeah, we really want it to be things that are gone. And like, you could argue, like, well, Crystal Pepsi's back, and I'd be like, nah, not really. That's kind of a gimmick. So stuff that's like gone, you know, like that. I always forget the name of it, but McDonald's did this. I even remember being a kid, just being like, "What are you guys doing?" It was this. It was a hamburger, but they put like the patty on the left and the lettuce and the tomato on the right in these two separate things. And I just remember being a kid, being like, "Who needs like?" It's a hamburger.
I remember that thing. It was like the McFresh or something.
Yeah, anyway, so it's stuff like that. So
DLT.
It's like, is McDonald's gone? No. What's it called?
McDLT.
Is that what it was called?
I don't
think. McDLT?
We've got some people on Twitch watching us live, and it's McDLT is what they're all shouting.
And I'm sure that's what it was. Well, now I know, so I'm not going to bring up examples anymore when I'm being interviewed that I don't know what they are. So thank you. Thank you to all your followers. But yeah, it's like that's the kind of stuff I love, where it's like McDonald's still exists, but it's like, what were you thinking? Like the to get a product like that greenlit and made and sold worldwide, there's so many people that have to approve it. Like 100 people in charge of this kind of thing all over the world are like, this is a great idea. We got cold tomatoes here, hot patty there. Like, so like that's the kind of story I'm very interested in.
Yeah, like I'm interested in that too. And I remember that sandwich because I used to get it because the lettuce would stay cold.
I got it once.
And I hate that, the McDLT, like, because it would keep this cold stuff on one side, so you still would have crunchy lettuce instead of it's all gross when you get home from the burger being hot. And then they discontinued
it. It all ended up gross anyway. Yeah.
So what about different forms of media? Like, it strikes me, if you want to be educational and, you know, you're diving into the industry and changes, I mean, stuff like, again, there's nostalgia for now, right? Like, vinyl, you can only get, you collect ancient stuff. Or you with a hipster band that makes it?
We wouldn't do vinyl. That's a great question. We wouldn't do vinyl because, believe it or not, vinyl is actually blowing up now and doing better and better.
Oh,
but
that's
I
a
would
big
do
thing.
8-tracks. I would do cassette tape.
Yeah, I understand cassettes are coming back. But, yeah, 8-tracks I think is a fascinating thing because it was really infuriating with cassettes that you couldn't skip to the next track. And you had that tech with 8-tracks. So why did they die?
Exactly. You know, something we did do in the pilot was Blockbuster. So, you know, we did a deep dive into it because everybody's like, hey, Netflix destroyed Blockbuster. That's only part of the answer. There's actually a lot more things that happened that affected Blockbuster. So they were damaged as much by a lawsuit they had with the video game companies and the studios than they were by Netflix, actually. So we got into a lot of those things as well. So Blockbuster we got.
I am so looking forward to this show.
I hope you like it.
It's super interesting.
It's fun. It's not an educational show. It's not like, you know, where you got to learn stuff. Like I said, we did this whole kind of cheesy, goofy, fun Mystery Science Theater 3000 vibe. So it hopefully everybody will find it very fun. That's the most important thing to me.
Well, I imagine in that way it's at least a little like in the vein of The Toys That Made Us, because I learned a lot about the history of that stuff, but it was just fun.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll make people think, and like right now I'm looking up things that are discontinued just because my interest has peaked.
Exactly. There you go.
And it's funny, it came up this
weekend. 9:30, December 16th, we will hopefully hit some of the things you're excited about. And also just, you know, because you're big Toys fans, which I appreciate, we are wrapping up season 3 right now. So there are more episodes coming your way.
Yay!
Yay! I actually mentioned your new show at the brewery this weekend because I ran a trivia contest, and one of the questions, and it was a Christmas theme, was when was the term action, for what toy was action figure first coined?
Nice.
And there was this older gentleman who was just like, he could barely contain himself. He almost yelled it out loud. And then when I was giving the correct answers later, he did. He was like, G.I. Joe. And I was like, hey, I got this cool story. If you liked the toys that made us, there's this new show coming out. So maybe it'll a couple
Oh,
more
thank
people
you.
tune in.
Thank you for doing it. Listen, every eyeball helps.
Gonna do our best to get as many eyeballs on the screen as we can.
Appreciate that. We definitely want to make more.
I'll be, well, they have to. They have to, or I'll be
Yeah.
sad.
You tell them that.
Have you got other baby shows, pilots in the pipes, or are you just really hyper-focused on this one now?
Yeah, I mean, we have a fair amount of shows. The question is always, what shows can I talk about? That's always the
Right.
tricky part. So I'm looking at my office wall now. We have a whole bunch of shows on Netflix, quite a few, other than toys, but I really can't talk about them. We have a show on History Channel that is shooting right now, all about President Grant, who is my favorite president. I named one of my sons after him, so I can talk about that because that's been announced. We're doing a show with Zac Efron, though I can't really say more than that. And yeah, I mean, we got shows on Lifetime, E! I told you about History Channel, a couple things with Discovery. So yeah, we got a lot of stuff going on. But as usual, I can only talk about a little bit.
I
That's still
understand.
still super exciting.
It's a lot of work. I think what I'm
Well,
going
thanks.
to do for our listeners and our viewers is I will go ahead and put your whole press release in our notes for the show, if that's okay with you. That way people can
That's very
put,
kind of you.
then people can find all of those things under the Comedy Dynamics Nacelle umbrella.
Very kind of you. Thank you.
Well, you've been really great to us. I mean, like we said, toys inspired us to like, we had a whole show where we talked about the shows from when we were kids. And you guys let us use your theme song, and that was just super exciting. So we absolutely want to return the favor and get all of our fans to tune in.
Well, happy to hear that and very grateful. And when season three gets announced, if for any crazy reason you want to chat again, I'd be happy to. And just to leave you with a vague, bizarre statement. We do, as it relates to the toys that made us, we have a pretty big surprise we're going to be announcing probably in January. So stay tuned. But I think everyone's going to be happy about it.
Ooh, I will stay tuned and I hope I
Yes.
stay on your email list for that stuff. We would love to have you back on the show and talk about specific episodes after Discontinued drops and, gets picked up.
I hope you like it. Again, I thank you very much for your support of this show and everything else. They're hard to get going, but once you get them going, it's the most beautiful thing in the world. Not always, not always. I've definitely made some clunkers. But usually, just hearing from the public and seeing what everybody thinks. So thank you.
Thank you, Brian. Really appreciate you.
We're really looking forward to it. I guess.
Cool. Well, thank you, and have a good night and a good holiday.
You too.
Good night.
Bye. Good night.
Well, that was fun. Now back to our regular program. I could have tried to keep him here, but we were given a very specific time frame. He only had this much time.
Yep. I'm just super glad that he was able to talk to us, and that was really cool.
He sounds so nice too. I'm really happy to support him. I like the way his brain works. That it, like seriously, like make it fun, like MST3K, and I appreciate that presentation. Just like why I fell so in love with the toys that made us. It wasn't your average documentary, right? It was fun to watch.
Yeah.
I see.
It's just little fun tidbits everywhere. Literally, while we were sitting here talking to him, I was like, I wonder what. And I just started typing in, like, discontinued products. And there's a bunch that I recognized from like the 90s. And I was like, I didn't know that that wasn't a thing anymore.
Yeah. Well, and I'm excited there's more toys coming out because that show was so cool.
Yep. I wonder if they're going to do Grand Champions because that was a thing that I collected as a child. I don't know what happened to all of my Grand Champions. They probably got, you know, given away, but apparently they were discontinued in 2007.
I do not know Grand Champions.
They're plastic horses.
That does seem like your kind of thing.
So, yeah. But, you know, what you gonna do? Actually, I might actually know where some of them are, but I think they're still stashed at my parents' house.
Ooh, well, if they're discontinued, they might be worth money now.
That is true.
So I guess we can move on. What are you most anticipating coming up, Linda?
Well, I am getting started with a little research project that has been bouncing around my head for a while. I am going to start writing some scripts for a podcast that I want to do by myself, that is music history, but tying it in with world history, because I remember in class in college, it kind of felt like I was learning about music history inside of a bubble. Like, the music history books that we were learning from had, you know, dates and facts about the composers, but it didn't tie it into what was going on in the world. So I thought it would be interesting to kind of go, at least starting with the composers, go through and like the one that I'm working on right now is like the very first kind of recorded composer that we still have works from. And she was an abbess in Constantinople in like the 800s. So like there was a bunch of wars going on and she was involved with like the emperor himself. And so I wanted to kind of like just put a perspective of history on music history because, yeah, it's you ever read a music history book, it's like, well, what was going on?
You
I
know,
don't know.
That is a fantastic idea, Linda, and I'm looking forward to that. And if you want, I would suggest tapping some teachers if you haven't. Because this is something I love that my kids' school does do. They do tie those things in together so that they're covering in whatever, in theater arts, in drama, in music, the same history period that they're covering in civics or social studies. Mm-hmm. Like they actually do, and literature, they'll do the same periods. And I love that they do that because I totally understand that bubble and no school I ever went to did any of that. And this is something that you could totally offer teachers as a tool.
Yeah, and I really want to, I'm going to write a couple of my episodes. I'm going to get my history buff friend to read over them, make sure I got my facts right.
So
and
handy.
Then I'm gonna start recording and just see if I can kind of figure out my stride and before I start releasing them. So
and more power
and maybe,
to you. I've thought
maybe
about
a
doing one
months.
By myself. I don't think I could do a show by myself.
I'm gonna. My husband is like, well, we can build you a phone box. You put your phone box and just put your microphone inside the phone box and talk into it, so you don't have any like echo. And I was like, okay, gonna be talking into a box, yay. So we'll see how it goes. I have to do lots of writing and lots of research. I checked out like 4 books from the library to get me started.
I understand, but there are people that sit in the closet to do that sort of thing.
Yeah. But other than that, more Christmas shopping. I have to get it. Well, I don't have to, but I want to get it all done before like the middle of the month, just so it's out of the way. Don't have to worry about it.
Yay. Well, I'm looking forward to more Christmas sewing because I'm broke. So, but I have fabric. Yay.
Yay.
And commissions. Yay. So, and working on Pokemon Go trivia this week, because I'm going to do that for the event on Saturday. Now, remember, Yay! Folks, you can always come watch us record live at twitch.tv/geekgrills on, Monday, but we might be moving back to Tuesdays starting next week. I'm just waiting for clearance on Jen for that. My husband's band practice moved, and the D&D group said they could move back to Mondays if we can move to Tuesdays. So I will keep you posted. Keep an eye at geekgrills.com and on our Twitter. Thank you to all of our patrons. In addition to the subs and the bits we get on Twitch, we are supported by our amazing patrons, the best grill friends on the internet. You become a patron today at patreon.com/grills.
Or you can leave us a review. Doing so is free, and it helps our ranking. You can leave it on any of your podcast catchers, which help other people find us, and that is just awesome. You can also join our Facebook page and follow us on Twitter at Geek Grills if you'd like to help spread the word there.
So where can the folks find you on the interwebs?
You can also listen to me talk about women in gaming on the Glitter Dice podcast, which comes out on the first of every month. And you can find me on Twitch under the name True Noob. That's TRUN00B.
And I can be reached at 9of12, that's NINEOF12 on Twitter and Twitch and on YouTube doing the Heresy and Hearsay show. I have another podcast I'll be on probably launching in January where we will be playing a superhero RPG with the folks from Gal Walks Into a Comic Shop. Please do check out their show. You can find The Gen at The Gen Says on Twitter, streaming on Twitch at twitch.tv/TheGenPlays, and find everything at TheGenSays.com because she owns it. Thanks for listening, everyone. Good game.
Good game.
GG.
GG.
Diamond Club hopes you have enjoyed this program.